Hello everyone, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. My name is Sam, and the challenge we're going to be looking at comes from the video called Are You a Body with a Mind or a Mind with a Body? And no, you're not going to have the answer to that question in today's challenge, unfortunately. But I think it's quite an interesting video. A lot of these TED Ed videos talk about some pretty interesting questions. And this one is no exception. So actually, I'm curious what you all think. Let me know in the comments. Do you think that we are all bodies with minds, or are we minds with bodies? And if you're confused as to what I'm talking about, you should check out this video. It's, I guess, kind of a mix of science and philosophy and religion, depending on really how you look at this question. But anyhow, we're going to be getting into our challenge over here on pronunciation challenge. No matter how much you remind yourself the dummy hand isn't yours, you eventually start to feel like it is, and inevitably flinch when it's threatened with a knife. So the first word we have is dummy. We have dummy and dumb. And the reason first I'll explain dummy. So dummy is just kind of a fake thing. So, for example, a dummy is pretty often referred to as like a test dummy. That would be like a fake human. You know, you see like in those car commercials, they show you how safe the car is. So they have like a fake human driving the car. You know, it looks like a mannequin. That's like a test dummy, right? So it's like a fake replacement for something. In that case, a human. So in this case, in the video, it talks about like a dummy hand. So that's dummy. And then the next word is dumb. And I included this because I wanted to highlight that these are actually not related. I mean, they may have the same origin, but when you say something is a dummy, in this case, of course, if you call someone a dummy, that means that they are dumb. But these two words are spelled differently, and of course they have different meanings. So one is something that is fake, and then dumb as an adjective for someone that is stupid. But just watch that one is spelled with two M's, and one is with an M and a B. Right? And next we have inevitably. So that's kind of a tough word. Inevitably. Inevitably. And inevitably just means that something is unavoidable. It means that something will happen no matter what. So you could say, for example, I tried to quit smoking, but inevitably I had another cigarette. That just means, of course, there was no way I was going to not have another one. So it was inevitable. And that's our next word, inevitable. Inevitable. So if something is inevitable, it means that it will inevitably happen. So for example, you could say, he tried to have just one cookie, but he ended up eating the whole box. It was inevitable. That means that there was no way he was going to not eat all those cookies. That it was almost guaranteed he was going to eat all of them anyway. So it was inevitable. There was no way to avoid it. Next we have threaten. Threaten and threat. Threaten and threat. So just now I pronounced it threaten, but really when you kind of say it at a normal speed, you say threaten. You don't really say threaten, threaten. You just say threaten. And so to threaten is, of course, 威胁 or 恐吓. And so that's the verb, to threaten. So in the video she says, when it's threatened with a knife, so that means, of course, when someone is going to stab the hand with a knife. Of course, the fake hand, not the real hand. So you could say, are you threatening me? So that's using the word as a verb. And of course, there's also threat. Threat. So if something is a threat, that's a noun. For instance, you could say, is that a threat? Which means like, you know, if someone said, if you don't do this, then I'm gonna do this. And you could say, is that a threat? That just means, are you threatening me? But you could also say something is a threat to something else. For example, the success of the smartphone has been a significant threat to laptops, something like that. Right? That just means that because phones have become so popular and so useful and so much more powerful than they were, that's kind of threatening laptops as a product. Or it could also be used politically or anything like that, saying a certain country is becoming increasingly becoming a threat to another country. It means that that country needs to kind of watch out for that country for whatever reason. I think you guys get the idea. And finally, we have flinch. Flinch. And flinch in Chinese is just tui suo. Although I think it doesn't mean the same thing in all cases. To flinch is kind of to move in reaction to something. So for example, if you think a car is about to turn towards you, you might flinch and try to move out of the way. Or if a bird was going to fly into your face or something, you'd kind of flinch. You make like a fast movement to protect yourself. That's to flinch. So in the video, she's talking about the hand avoiding the knife. So that's why it says, and inevitably flinch when it's threatened with a knife. So that just means when the knife gets close by, of course, the hand tries to jump out of the way to protect itself. That is all that means. And anyway, that is all we have for vocabulary today, a little bit shorter. And so I'm going to read our challenge one more time, and then we'll wrap it up. No matter how much you remind yourself the dummy hand isn't yours, you eventually start to feel like it is, and inevitably flinch when it's threatened with a knife. And if you haven't watched this video and you don't know about this rubber hand experiment, it's super, super interesting. It's one of those more famous experiments that, at least I find quite fascinating. I know I heard another example that was similar to this, where they not only brought a knife and made the person flinch, but they actually hit the dummy hand with a hammer, and the person actually felt the pain, or some patients actually felt pain. They actually reacted to it, even though it wasn't their hand. But anyway, kind of an interesting experiment that brings that whole question of are you a body with a mind or a mind with a body, kind of puts that into perspective. Anyway, let me know down in the comments. Are we minds with bodies or bodies with minds? Is that too significant of a question to just casually leave in the comments? Maybe, but do your best anyway. Anyway, that's all we have for today. Thank you all for listening. And as usual, I'm looking forward to reading your comments and listening to your recordings. I know I haven't been responding to as many comments recently, but don't worry, I am reading them. And I'm always thrilled to see everyone participating and responding to each other. We have a great little community over here. Anyway, I'm going to stop rambling. Thank you all for listening, and I will see you all on the next one. Bye!